basic terms. If you have the technical language, you could wade your way through it. If you don't, it's just a blur. In fact, one of the things that Chassidim, the Baal Shem Tov actually issued a warning that one is not allowed to learn Kabbalah. Because if one learns Kabbalah, that's what the Tzarech Tzadik brings, the name of the Baal Shem Tov, you shouldn't learn Kabbalah. Why? Because if you learn Kabbalah, Kabbalah is so totally involved in Halbasha, in describing godliness in terms of very human attributes, that you could chas v'shalom come to actually relate to God in that way. That God is the collection of these human attributes. And especially it gets into things like various forms of bonding and mating, so a person's mind can get so taken by the forms described in Kabbalah that they can manage to be totally megashim the Eibishter. They can come to being totally megashim alakus. So therefore, the Baal Shem Tov warned that you can't learn Kabbalah unless you have somebody that could direct you in the ways of Kabbalah. If not, you're going to be megashim. There's a certain Chassidish Rebbe that says that he once passed through a certain time where the people were learning Kabbalah, and he could see from their faces they were discussing the things in Kabbalah, which talked about mating and bonding. They could see from their faces, the way their faces looked, that in their minds they were actually seeing, they were actually relating to it in its most megushimtik form. You could tell from their faces how they were relating to the material. So he writes, so in Kabbalah, to go take Kabbalah, Kabbalah is megashim elikus. Brings elikus more b'hal basher, b'hagshama. If you understand it and you know it, so you can learn it. Chassidus, on the other hand, is hafshata. It shows you how everything expresses its, how everything in existence is a keli to express its own nothingness, to express its non-existence. The fact that the only thing that exists is God. So that's, by definition, defies understanding. Defies revelation. By the very definition of it. Yet, Chassidus, that's the chiddush of the gilui of Shem and Shabbatayah, that it came to us in a way that we could still have relate to it on some level. But therefore, seichel-wise, Kabbalah is much more accessible. Technically, it's less accessible because you don't know the language. And there's nobody really teaching it in a way that you should get to know, because it's not the emphasis. In fact, the Baal Shem Tov warns to avoid it, that without the teachings of Chassidus, if you don't have a good grasp of Chassidus, you're going to get into Kabbalah, you're going to get a little fakrachim. You're going to get lost a little bit. It's inevitable. They're going to get lost. So just like the
powder. To wine, the Kiddush. We don't drink wine before we make Kiddush. This metaphor. But according to this, Kiddush you make by yourself, and you can have in the middle of the meal, and it has nothing necessarily to do with Shemen. And according to saying, so Kabbalah, but we're not allowed to, according to
No. Of course you're allowed to learn Kabbalah if you know the right way to learn it. Baal Shem Tov says don't learn Kabbalah if you don't have a teacher, if you don't have someone to guide you the right way to learn it, because you can end up being megashim. That's a technical problem.
But it's not because it's too high. But in practice, we all make Kiddush.
So in practice, Kabbalah is accessible to all of us. The fact is we do get a tremendous amount of Kabbalistic information when we learn Chassidus. We learn Chassidus, we do get a lot of Kabbalistic information anyway. So the fact is that we are, all he's saying is that Seid Shevet Torah, the aspects of Torah which are related to Kabbalah, can be partaken of in and of themselves. Whereas the other, the Inyan or Shem and Shevet Torah, because they're by definition, not graspable. So therefore they don't stand on their own, so to speak. They all stand, and that's why every single thing in every Baim HaChassidus is either explaining a Gemara explaining a pasuk or explaining a memra in Kabbalah. Why? If Chassidus is higher than all those things, then why is Chassidus explaining those things? The answer is because you can't get the concept. Without, if I don't give you the concept, I don't dress it up in a pasuk, in a Maamar Chazal, or in a statement from Kabbalah, the concept is so elusive, is so abstract, that if I don't dress it up in those things, you're never going to get it at all. Whatever you are going to grasp it, you're not going to grasp any of it unless I dress it up in either a pasuk, a Maamar Chazal, a halacha, or a statement from Kabbalah. So Chassidus, you can never get Chassidus in its purest form, because it has to always be dressed up in something else, because you can't take it raw, you can't take it plain.
Didn't one of the rabbis, maybe I'm not sure who exactly say that you shouldn't learn Tanya, maybe with the exception of the Geras HaKodesh, without a rabbi teaching it to you? Wasn't there some statement?
Shouldn't?
Like yeah, wasn't there some
learn statement? It without a rabbi teaching?
Or, you know, without some instruction. So, I mean, I had heard that, and if it is true, then what would be the distinction between that and the Baal Shem Tov statement?
I never heard that. But even if that was true, it's not because the information is not accessible and understandable, not because you don't have the technical skills to do so. That would be another problem. The other problem with Hasidus is that if it's true, one of the problems with learning Hasidus on your own is that we have a tendency to fit what we learn into our own existing framework of thinking, into our own existing frame of reference, and into our own existing patterns of thinking. If you do that with Chassidus, that's very dangerous. The whole idea of Chassidus is it gives you the is to experience an awareness of going out of yourself, of connecting to that which is beyond yourself, extending yourself, transcending your own frame of reference, transcending your own habitual way of thinking. Okay, so sometimes if a person is going to try to do it on his own, what's going to happen is what he does is he'll revert to his natural instinct, which is instead of what he's learning bringing out a tenuah of bittul in him, he's just going to learn and become a bigger yesh, because he's just taking everything he learns and twisting it towards his to feed his way of thinking. So I know people like that. I know Misnagdim who have learned Tanya in order to become bigger Misnagdim. And it works. If you learn it for that purpose, it works. So you could, if you don't have somebody guiding you through the process, it's possible that that you'll miss the point. But that's again a side technical reason. Same thing with Kabbalah, is also simply a technical problem that, like, you just need someone to guide you through the the maze of the you know, technical terminology. Okay, so, but basically that's, the Rebbe Rashab said, as the Welt meint, Rebbe Rashab said, the world thinks the Chassidus came to explain Kabbalah. And they said, and the Rebbe Rashab says, they're wrong. If anything, Kabbalah explains Chassidus. You know, it's because Chassidus is the source. Is Chassidus is the concepts behind the Kabbalah.